agenda item?
It's item 22, reports by board members.
The only report I just touched on, Dominic Rock and myself appeared at the Santa Barbara County Board of Supervisors hearing in Santa Maria, like July 10th or 11th or something like that. And the county staff gave a presentation to the supervisors on their stormwater permit, which I thought was very useful and helpful to the supervisors. I could tell that after they started to listen to Dominic's part about the details of the six categories of control measures, that they weren't following any longer. I mean, beyond the labels, they have no idea what goes on within each of those six categories whatsoever. And I think it could be part of our outreach that we do, is just to tell, you know, we should contact the staffs of, you know, some of the municipal county phase two permits and tell them, you know, if you're going to be given an update on your swamp, you know, we'll be more than happy to accompany you and to give the board's perspective on this, because they don't really understand what's going on with it. But I think that they're glad to hear our perspective. I think it's helpful to them.
Well, I think a good indication was that when we met with the Saline City Council.
Right.
They had no clue what was going on.
Yeah.
And the questions that they asked was so far out of perspective that they really didn't realize what action that we were trying to go with, and their staff wasn't relating it correctly either.
Yeah.
So I think that if we can...
I think we should try it, because I think we probably can do a better job at communicating and articulating what this program is all about and why you're doing it, you know, I think, by and large. So I think it would be helpful.
Well, thank you for taking the time to do that with Dominic.
Yeah. Okay. Any other... Yes?
To that end, doing good work, public outreach, I just want to announce dates coming up for the Coast and Ocean Regional Roundtable, which is a meeting that I've conducted now for 3 years in San Luis Obispo County, Monterey County, and Santa Cruz County. And so San Luis Obispo will be September 30. Monterey County will be October 25th, and Santa Cruz County, October 18th. And this year, the issues we will take up are marine debris. There's a pilot program in Santa Cruz County that I'm hoping will take hold on the Central Coast region. We're going to look at LID, and we'll have Darla Inglis at the September meeting. And the Coastal Commission will be addressing their priorities for LID for the Central Coast region. Again, this is all very region and county specific. And the third issue will be getting some updates on the new project to study harmful algal blooms, which link land-based pollutants with marine habitat degradation in the coastal waters. So I'm very excited about the presentations that we'll bring to our county folks, and just urge people to get the word out about the date. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I attended a Marine Sanctuary Board meeting on behalf of this agency in Cali, PA. There was a lot of discussion on our resolution, and I've asked, I brought a copy of the resolution back to the staff and asked for their input on that so I can go back with that information to the Marine Sanctuary.
Good.
What kind of a resolution?
What kind of resolution?
Mr. Shalcox is asking.
Do you want me to read it?
No. What is the subject?
Just subject. Mr. Briggs, you want to tell them what the subject is?
I only got part of it.
Oh, you
it's the title.
No, you got it. You got all of it.
Christ's sake.
I'll get a copy. Resolution regarding salmon declines.
There we go. Thanks.
All right. Are you for it or against it?
Okay. If there's nothing else, this concludes our meeting of today. At 3:47, Ms. Hewitt, p.m.
Noon.
Okay.
Only 3 hours late.
Thank you.
I won.